Any observations in terms of chemotherapy, in terms of how they go through that, and what are some of the obstacles that are faced there?
Well, as far as chemotherapy, the physiologic obstacles of losing their hair is very important to people, extremely important. I never had chemotherapy till I had ovarian cancer, so I really could never speak to that. But what I tell them is what I did to help myself along. I knew it was going to come out, but seeing it on the pillow and seeing it other places was just so horrifying to me that I say, you may want to just get a really short haircut, and then what's going to happen is one day in the shower you can just rub your scalp and it'll all be gone. I said, I did that myself, and I found that much easier to live with than those strands of hair. Just, it's horrible.
Do you follow women who are receiving hormonal therapy, tamoxifen, aromatase inhibitors? Mm-hmm. What are some of the issues that come up there?
For the younger women, they don't complain about that many side effects. The older women are sure that they gain weight on the tamoxifen. That's the main complaint, that they, oh, this is making me gain weight. However, you know, when they go off the tamoxifen after 5 years, they don't lose the weight. So, and I tell them, yeah, well, a lot of people think that, but when you go off of it, you won't lose, you know, most people don't, and then it could be just your stage in life, too. And so people seem to be, you know, they take tamoxifen pretty easily, or the aromatase inhibitors. The main drawback with aromatase inhibitors are the joint pain that's associated with it, but it's not enough for most people to stop taking it.
What's the typical syndrome that you observe?
It seems like it's pain in their legs. One woman just said, I can't do this anymore. She just stopped. But most people will just kind of go with it. And non-steroidals,